MIT Technology Review has published an in-depth analysis of the huge energy costs of U.S. data centers. AI is the principal reason for big rises in energy usage. Consumption was flat between 2005 and 2017, despite the advent of social media and streaming services. Big tech have expressed interest in nuclear power, but the U.S. grid still uses a large amount of fossil fuels, so AI is leading to significant increase in carbon emissions. For instance, the X supercomputing center near Memphis is using methane gas generators in violation of the Clean Air Act. Questions continue to be asked about the validity of benchmarks used for AI models. Big tech is accused of conducting undisclosed private testing and releasing their scores selectively so that their models perform well on popular benchmarks. Another question is whether benchmarks can really measure general intelligence. SWE Bench, for instance, the popular coding benchmark, does not measure downstream tasks like how well code is documented or a model's ability to resolve flagged issues. These tasks nonetheless measure a software developer's ability. Elsewhere, research from Google on retrieval augmented generation, RAG, investigates the effectiveness of RAG based on the quality of data that RAG passes in a model query. The researchers define the notion of sufficient context to denote when the RAG provides enough information for the model to be able to give a correct answer. A language model classifier was designed to identify RAG data output as sufficient or not. When the classifier identifies sufficient context, the number of correct model answers increases by 2% to 10% for Gemini, GPT, and Gemma. An InfoWorld article reviews LightLLM, a popular Python orchestration framework to simplify the development of applications that use multiple large language models. LightLLM provides a uniform API for accessing each of the 100 supported models, and has a proxy server that implements access control, budget limits, and real-time monitoring of API calls. Meanwhile, there were several AI announcements at the recent Google I/O 2025 conference. These include new versions of the AI image and video creation tools, Imagen 4 and VO3, a rollout of Project Mariner, the AI agent framework, Stitch, an AI tool to create web and app UIs, and the continued integration of AI into existing Google products. Elsewhere, TechCrunch presents an introduction to Mistral AI, the French AI startup behind the LuChat AI assistant. Founded in 2023, the startup has raised around 1 billion euros in funding and is currently valued at $6 billion. On the geopolitical front, the U.S. has signed an agreement with the United Arab Emirates, UAE, that allows the Gulf country to import 500,000 high-grade NVIDIA GPUs each year for a huge AI data center in Abu Dhabi. The deal is a significant departure from President Biden's policy, which restricted export of chips for national security reasons. Nonetheless, the U.S. is insisting that, for security reasons, chips are managed by U.S. companies in the UAE data center. In cybersecurity, a consortium of European and North American police has dismantled a cybercriminal network composed of 20 individuals, mostly living in Russia, who were behind the CACBot, Danabot, and TrickBot malware operations. Danabot caused malware intrusions on 300,000 computers, mainly in the US and India. One of the individuals mentioned in relation to TrickBot is Russian national Vitaly Nikolaevich Kovalev, who is also alleged to be behind the Conti ransomware blackmail group and whose crypto wallet is said to have 1 billion euros.